Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. For years, we featured the Farmer's Almanac winter forecast on this program. Everybody does that, but though I'd never really thought about it, they do a summer forecast too.
It looks like it's going to be a very oppressively humid, wet, and thundery summer on tap. And of course, yeah, like you could say, that a lot of people could say, well, no kidding, the winters are cold and the summers are hot. But we kind of give an overview of what the summer looks like in from our forecast, but then of course we break the summer down by months and we give forecasts, and it really looks like the heat's going to take a while to build, but come July it's going to be quite hot, humid, and unfortunately kind of wet.
Sandy Duncan is managing editor of Farmer's Almanac, and like forecasting snow for the winter, they have some rough expected weather for the summer too.
Yeah, we thought that unfortunately that the tornado season would be quite active, and so far it really has been. Unfortunately, it's this time of year with the humid, hot, warm weather colliding with the cold weather that sometimes causes these tornadoes. So, yeah, it looks like a kind of a tough summer on tap.
At this point, you're probably wondering if the intensity she's predicting for this summer's heat and humidity has anything to do with climate change.
Farmer's Almanac doesn't use any type of climate change or global warming within its forecasting prediction formula kind of thing. But it does seem like it's going to be as extreme as the winter weather was. It kind of looks like an extreme summer weather as well.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
The Farmer's Almanac is above all fun to read when you have the time. Managing editor Sandy Duncan makes no claims herself about forecast accuracy, but readily points to what the readers say.
People that follow our forecast usually say we have about an 80 to 85% accuracy rate, but I think we bumped it up to about 90, 95% for this past winter. We did say it would be quite cold and long for most areas of the country, which I think we can all attest that that's what happened.
Based on the extended school year many families face here, we'd have to give her some credit for that wintertime prognostication. And since fall is when the print version comes out, any of you without a hard copy can check in online if you like.
Sure, farmersalmanac.com. You can check out some new content every week, as well as our long-range weather forecast, and stay updated on what we are calling for the summer ahead.
The Farmer's Almanac, with hot and humid weather in the forecast. Who'd have guessed? And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.